poll, Republican Mike Erickson shows 9-point lead over the Democrat in Oregon's 6th Congressional District. By Jacob Bliss on September 5, 2022. Republican Mike Erickson shows a 9-point lead over Democrat Andrea Salinas in Oregon's 6th Congressional District, according to a recent poll. The recent Clout Research poll regarding Oregon's 6th Congressional District shows Erickson with 43% of the support among 409 likely voters. In comparison, Salinas only has 34% of the support from the respondents. The poll also found that 24% of the respondents were undecided. Additionally, the Republican holds more support from his own party. 84% of the Republicans' base supports him, while only 76% of the Democrats' base supports her. However, Erickson won 8% of the Democrats' base, and Salinas won only 4% support from the Republicans' base. Among those who do not align with any political party, 43% said they would support the Republican, while only 19% support the Democrat. The Clout Research poll also indicated that neither candidate has great favorability. The poll memo stated that 63% said they do not know enough about Erickson, while 61% said the same about Salinas. However, for the Republican, 19% viewed him favorably, while 19% also viewed him unfavorably, and for the Democrat, 23% viewed her favorably, while only 16% viewed her unfavorably. The poll was taken with 409 likely voters in Oregon's 6th Congressional District from August 14 to 19. There was a 4.84% and a confidence interval of 95%. The left-leaning website 538 gave the Clout Research poll a BC rating. Courtney Parella, a spokeswoman for the NRCC, said, "Voters aren't happy with how Democrats are leading our country, and it shows. Oregonians will vote Republican this November. Republicans are trying to unseat Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, from her speakership and take back the majority in the House of Representatives. Much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November. In 2018, the Democrats took the House from the Republicans. In 2020, after striving to reclaim it, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms." According to analysts from multiple organizations and news outlets, Republicans are currently projected to win back the majority in the House with anywhere between 2 and 35 seats, while only needing to net 5 seats. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.